Welcome to the Group Chat Chronicles. I'm your host, Dev. With me this episode, we have a returning guest entering the chat. We have Bobby. What's up, Bobby?
Yo, what's good?
And on this podcast, as y'all know, we always give our own takes on a lot of topics. And as always, I want to thank everyone for supporting. And as you know, before we start off the show, we go over what we have been tuned into, whether it be music, movies, TV shows, books, other podcasts, whatever. Bobby, what have you been tuned into as of late?
I've been watching the music wise, I haven't been really on the music wave lately. Same old, but I've been watching Bel Air. It's not as bad as what people are making it out to be. I got Bel Air, I watched that Kanye documentary. Just finished that today. And then I've been watching Abbott Elementary. So yeah, Bel Air is not as bad as what people making it out to be.
Alright. I know for me, music wise, from that Diet Coke by Pusha T, that go crazy. Shout out to Noonie for that freestyle over that beat. That should go hard too.
Definitely keep that on Twitter.
Oh yeah. Give me Abba Elementary, of course. Snowfall came back. It was first two episodes were cool. But I think they're going to build up, but it wasn't that crazy.
I got to catch up from, like, last season.
Damn.
I'm behind.
Damn, Euphoria just ended, man. Damn. R.I.P. to my guy, Ash. Free my guy, Fez. I know he's going to jail.
the memes have me crying, though. They have to put the man with the picture in the clouds like that, though.
He went out he went out like Cleo and set it off. Come on now.
Listen, bro, I don't watch it, but like I just thought that was kind of wild for a TV show character.
I'm just saying. Shout out to Rue for staying clean up until the end of the school year. Yeah, and that's about it. Like nothing too crazy outside of my usual. So first topic. Our first topic was brought to us by Luigi. Shout out to Luigi. Rick Ross had a tweet, or he said a quote or something that, let me find a picture. Hold on. He said that losing Nipsey Hussle and Young Dolph is equivalent or greater to losing Biggie Smalls and Tupac because of their significance of their passing to the culture at large, comparing the similarities and impact and attention of Dolph and Nipsey's death as Tupac and Biggie during his time coming up. Then he said, losing Nipsey and Dolph for this generation, I'm sure, was just as equivalent or greater to what Big and Pop was for my generation, he explained. So, Bobby, do you think he's reaching or do you think he's not by saying that quote?
Definitely reaching. I wouldn't say that he's reaching as far as Nipsey. I think Nipsey had a better like following as far as like a fan base and what he was trying to do. You know, a lot of people did buy into that, and that's kind of similar to what Pac was doing on a similar scale, not as much, but as far as Dolph, I mean, yeah, it's sad, but you can't compare it. Like, if I had to compare the two, I would put Nipsey, Tupac, and then Dolph to Biggie. But, like, losing Dolph is nothing equivalent to Biggie. You got to think, all of Brooklyn was lined up for that man's funeral.
Yeah.
Like, no matter if they had beef, whenever, like, the fact that all of Brooklyn stepped out for his funeral when he passed, it's crazy. You didn't get that when you had Dolph. And I don't think a lot of people were as in tune with Dolph's music when he was alive. You could say the same for Nipsey. I know a lot of people did tune into Nipsey, but Nipsey for me was, I would say, but Dolph, nah, I wouldn't put Dolph in that category at all.
I feel like if this happened like 15, 20 years ago, I would say, yeah, he's reaching, but since today, like with social media and like music being more easily accessible, I feel like both Nip and Dolph had like major cult fan bases that if like like I said, if this happened 15, 20 years ago, I don't think it would have had the same like feeling it had, simply because I feel like they honestly weren't as big as artists as Pac and Big, and that's basically all I gotta say. Basically,
I mean, you could say that, but you could also say why he tweet this when XXX and Juice WRLD died.
I mean, I'm guessing because
Juice's fan base and his cult following or whatever, however you want to call it, I think is bigger than Dolph's.
His fan base is more adults. Juice WRLD, like, they're more like for like teenagers and kids, even though I know adults that fuck with Juice WRLD, but I just feel like more adults fuck with Dolph than Juice WRLD, for real. I think that's why he said it for Dolph and not for Juice and XXX, for real.
No, I don't know. I think he was reaching.
I mean, like I said, it's like, had it happened 20 years ago, I would say he's reaching because they weren't as big as artists as Pac and Big, and music wasn't as accessible. So I don't think the whole world would have been like, well, the whole world would have been like sad, but I don't think they would have been mourning like they are now, if that makes sense.
Yeah, that makes sense. I mean, but I really don't see people talking about, like, I see people talking about Dolph. Don't get me wrong. Like, I'd be thinking about that shit on a daily basis. I'd be listening to him. But, like, I don't know. I ain't shed no tears when Dolph died, man. I cried when Nipsey died. So, damn. Yeah.
I mean, I didn't cry when either, but I was like, damn, that's crazy. But I didn't cry.
Nah, I definitely shed like a few, one or two real nigga tears when Nipsey died. Man, but.
Yeah. So, all right. So, moving on. So, there was a tweet that said, let me find it. Should be more prepared. My bad. Alright. So, at name is D. Lashi Art. Shout out to her. She tweeted, "It's actually wild that we encourage adults to cohabit, and in that there's an expectation that you change your behavior slash habits that you've formed for over 20 plus years. Then if you can't, you say you're incompatible when you could just live separately." So Bobby, do you agree with couples, well, married couples living in separate homes or apartments or whatnot if they don't want to change their habits?
I mean, why are you getting married if you don't know how this person's habits are? You know what I'm saying?
Yeah.
Why get married if you don't know how this person lives and you end up getting married to her? Now, I mean, the second part said, "I'm messy, she's neat, whatever, cool." I mean, you can't pick up your clothes every now and then. Like, come on, man. Like, so you want me to pay for two apartments and live separately because you can't change and learn how to pick up after yourself? Does that make sense?
I mean,
like, I think at some point it has to click where it's like, damn, you know, maybe I should pick up my socks instead of just throwing them on the floor when I take them off.
Yeah.
Or I should, you know, wash a dish every now and then or take out the trash. But, like, I think at some point, like, you're going to have to compromise, man. Like, but yeah, you also shouldn't be getting married to nobody that you don't know how their habits are.
Yeah. I mean, like, when you, like, actually, like, when I read the thread, it started kind of making sense. But, like, I feel as though I wouldn't get married and live in separate homes. That's just weird to me. Like, unless the relationship is going that bad and I feel like that would, like, work, I'll do it then. But only in, like, in that type of emergency situation. But, like, this tweet led me to the thought that I feel like a lot of people of this generation are realizing that traditional values, quote-unquote, or rules, whatever you want to call them, like, they're extremely flawed to them, and they're just doing what's best for them and whoever they're dealing with, basically.
I mean, yeah, I could see that. But I also see, like, I know a lot of people do care about their, like, own personal space, too.
Mm-hmm.
So, like, if it's, like you said, if it gets to where it's that bad, then, yeah, I mean, I'm going to need my personal space. So I could see, like, getting their own, like, little apartment or whatever, own house. But, I mean, at some point, you just going to have to make it work, too. Like,
yeah.
Like, you could easily, you don't have to go to a stream. We got to live separately. Like, you know what I'm saying?
Yeah.
You can get a room. She can get a room. Like, this is my space. Don't come into my space.
Yeah.
Without asking. Like, you know, I definitely don't. But also, I mean, keep it real. I did see a tweet the other day about how women got to take out the trash. Well, women should not take out the trash. And that it's a men's job. Like, do y'all not produce trash?
I mean, my thing on gender roles is, like, I don't mind doing them. It's just, like, if I'm not there and you're capable of doing it, don't wait for me to do it. That's my thing. But, like, if I'm there, I'll take out the trash. But, like, if I'm not there and you fill the trash up, just take it out. That's my thing.
That's what I'm saying. That's my point. So you produce the trash, but you can't take the trash out, right? So, like, yeah. Like, messy and neat. So you really waited for me to get off work, come home, for me to take out the trash. Like, you could have been had this outside. You could have been did a little bit extra. You know what I'm saying? Like, it's just, at some point, you're going to have to change, man. Like, these 20-plus years of you learning it, who say that you, even though you learned it, that don't mean it's the right way. I mean, I'm not saying that my way is the right way, but, like, it's a little bit more, you know what I'm saying, acceptable in society, I would say. But
yeah. All right, so I got a question. So, like, let's say you're married or whatever. The relationship is going fine in your eyes, but your wife just says, oh, I just need my space. Let's get two separate homes or two separate apartments, or I'll get an apartment. Whatever, she wants to live not in the same house as you. How would you feel about that?
I mean, if I think it's going well, I would have some questions. You know what I'm saying?
Yeah.
My next question would be: is do you guys two separate homes, two separate house money? Because don't think you about to live in a separate house, but I'm going to pay rent. It's not happening. Because you want to live on your own. So you better... Now, if it's affordable, hell yeah. Why not?
Yeah.
We can do dinner at each other's crib each week. You know what I'm saying? You get a week, I get a week. But, like, other than that, no. That's, we're going to have a long talk as to why you're feeling...
I feel like we'll have to have a long talk because, for one, I'm an only child, so I feel like I should be the one that needs personal space. So I'm going to just think something's up off of that fact alone. And then it's like, if it's going fine, if it's going fine, like, what, I'm going to look deep into myself, like, what did I do and whatnot? And then we're just going to have a long-ass talk about that. And then push comes to shove, if that's, like, the best possible choice, I guess, go ahead, live on your own. But I'm going to still have my doubts, though. I'm not going to lie to you. I'm not going to lie.
Listen, you can live on your own. As long as I don't got to pay for it, we good. I'm not paying for it.
All right. So, all right. I'm moving on to the next topic. Sellers asked this question in the group chat. Shout out to Sellers. He just randomly asked us, what income is enough to have a stay-at-home wife? Go ahead, Bobby.
I mean, everybody's situation is different, though.
Yeah.
You know what I mean? So, like, if I'm, 20-something years old, make, like, 35K a year, and we rent's cheap, then sure. But, like, if I'm, like, 30-something, and we got, like, four kids.
Yeah.
And I'm only making 45K a year, we're probably going to need two incomes. So no separate, no stay at home.
Yeah.
But I feel like even if they are, there's a lot of ways to get around it too nowadays with, like, you know, even working from home. Like,
yeah.
And you could still work from home for a couple of hours and still be stay at home.
Yeah.
And then, but I think since the income amount, you're probably going to, the way the inflation is going right now, you're going to need at least six figures from just that one person alone.
Six figures?
Comfortable.
All right.
To be comfortable, yeah.
No, yeah, I feel you.
If you want to, I mean, you could be in the higher, like, 80,000, but you're not really going to be comfortable.
Yeah.
You know what I'm saying? At the end of the day, like, especially if that person's staying home and really just taking care of the house, then no. And you live in a $300,000, $400,000 home. It's not, I don't think it's possible.
I mean, I just feel like you would just have to not, like barely make it in order for that to happen. Like, I feel like you have to be comfortable for one person, to have one income in that one entire house. Because I feel like no matter, because, all right, if you barely are making it and you can, like, still stay afloat, you're going to be shit out. You're not going to want to go back home and all that.
Exactly.
And then, like, she might not even want to work at all. And then you're going, that's even more stress on your plate. You're going to turn to arguments, all that shit, I think. So it's like, I mean, I'd say six figures, but I know for a fact, depending on where you live, I just feel like at least six figures to be comfortable.
To be comfortable, yeah. And also, yeah. Like, it depends on where you live. Yeah. Now, I mean, in a sense, does it have to really be, you know, a stay-at-home wife? What about a stay-at-home husband?
I mean,
if she's making that's more situation, and situation work out, let it work.
I mean, I'm a firm believer in doing what's best for you and yours. If you want to be traditional and have all the guy pay the bills and the woman take home all the money, cool. If that's the best situation, cool. If y'all want to go 50-50, if that's the best situation, that's cool. If you want to have the woman pay all the bills and the guy stay at home, that's what's best for you, cool. But, like, I just feel like a lot of people want to be traditional no matter what situation they're in. And that's what kind of, like, kills me with this whole, like, when they be having bill debates on social media and shit.
Yeah, I mean, you also got to look at it like this, man. I look at it like, when it comes down to income for houses, like, bro, y'all should be able. It's 2022, man. Anybody, if you sitting on your ass all day, man, you don't care about your life at this point. Listen, there's so many things out here for you to do. Even you could go Uber for an hour a day, you can still bring home some bread. Like, you know what I'm saying? Like,
yeah.
There's too much out here for people to stay at home. Now, granted, there might be, you know, kids and other situations involved.
Yeah.
But I think for you to be a true stay-at-home, there's too much. Like, if you're going to stay at home, you got to at least do something, man. Like,
yeah, you can't.
Something from the crib. Get a little business popping, you know what I'm saying? Ship it out with the labels, something, man. Like,
yeah. I mean, yeah, like I said, moral of the story, just do what's best for you, yours. And I just feel like that just, like, kills all debates about relationships and splitting bills and shit like that.
Facts. So stop pocket watching.
Yeah, for real. So, last topic. Another question that Sellers posed. Shout out to Sellers once again. He asked, "What life skills do you think everybody should have?" Go ahead, Bobby.
I think I said this on the last one. I think it's just learn how to talk to people, man. Like, I see it like every single day, man. People come up to me asking me questions, be whispering. I'll be like, "Fam, what are you saying?" Like, speak up. Like, "Oh, I'm shy." Okay, listen, I'm shy too when I get into a new environment. But at the end of the day, I still got to speak up. Like, I got to be able to hear you. I think talking to people, I think just being a genuine person overall is a life skill. I think just being genuine with people overall. Don't get me wrong, I'm an asshole, but like, I'm genuine. I feel like, but yeah, I think it's just those are my two.
Yeah, I mean, I know for me, like, I mean, I'm shy, but I know how to talk to people at least. But I feel like cooking has to be one. I mean, I'm no Gordon Ramsay. I barely cook my damn self now. But like you should know. Fuck you.
But see, I see the cooking one's a little tricky to me, though.
You don't gotta be no Gordon Ramsay or Aunt Val. Shout out to her. But you gotta like at least like know how to like read a recipe. Or no, like basic meals or something, so you don't gotta eat out all the time or eat frozen meals all the time.
But that also, you can also tie that back into like, that's how some people was raised. You feel me? Like it was raised off of the frozen dinners and the ramen. So like,
it's
2022 and Steve Jobs didn't invent iPhone. So yeah, you can hop on Safari. Or Pinterest and get it. But
that kind of goes with the self-discipline. Like, I just feel like as an adult, you should know damn well them frozen dinners and ramen noodles are not good for you. So you should be able to look up a recipe or something basic. Like my mom wasn't the best cook. Well, she was. Well, she was. Let me know. Hold on. Nah, we heard that shit. Hold on. Nah, bro. She'll even say that shit. But like she can handle herself in the kitchen. Like I said, like you don't gotta be no Gordon Ramsay. Yeah, she can make basic shit. Like she like I don't expect a full course 5-star dinner from her every single night, but like she wasn't no slouch in the kitchen. I can tell you that. Damn.
Nah,
I'm sorry, mom.
She's gonna be on your ass if she hear this. That's me, I can't cook.
I mean, she's no slouch, but like she can throw down if she needed to be. She made a bomb ass lasagna. I ain't gonna hold you.
I would also, if we're also being I guess that would go with communication. But I would also say, like, having the problem-solving skills, like being able to solve your own problems, I think that's a life skill.
Yeah.
Or at least being able to take steps to figure shit out on your own.
Yeah, like, I feel like... I don't know. I feel like...
Don't get fucked up. I still call Val whenever I need help with something. Don't get fucked up. But... for the most part, like if it's like in my job situation, I'll go to the extreme to figure out that shit by myself.
Yeah.
That way I don't gotta try and ask 50 other people and I'm getting 50 other different answers. Like, no, I'm gonna figure that shit out myself. Or if it's something, something that I have experience with, I'll try to like figure it out. If it's something I have no experience with, I don't know what the fuck I'm talking about, then I'll reach out for help. But
not saying my mom was there, but like it was just like I got used to doing shit on my own. So like to me, I really can't say that's a life skill people should have. Like I feel like that was just it just came natural to me. If that makes sense.
Nah, yeah. They really try to play weed on the pot.
Damn. But this concludes this week's episode. And as you know, when we close out the podcast, we have a final thought. So, Bobby, what is your final thought?
Let me just say this. The world's getting crazy. Russia trying to start a war. I mean, it's really not a war. Realistic. People acting like COVID is not a thing anymore. It's still a thing. It's still around. And I'm going to just tie this back in, man. Springtime's coming around. Make sure you hit your local JD or Finisterre and get a new pair of Air Forces. Don't step out of the crib with your Air Forces looking a little brown, man. You're not dealing with it. All right, I deadass had a girl come in the other day. She said, I need a new pair of Air Forces. I looked down and I started laughing. I said, yeah, you do. And she bought a pair. And I told her, I said, yeah, make sure you burn those ones. And she's like, nah, these are my work shoes. I said, oh, okay. But yeah, man, springtime right around the corner. It's getting a little nicer out. Make sure you start planning out them trips.
Yeah.
That's pretty much all I got.
Shout out to James Harden, man. Newest member of the Philadelphia 76ers.
Oh, my God.
When it comes to mid-June, I'm going to Philly. I'm going to be drunk at that parade, man.
What parade?
I'm going to be drunk as shit at that parade.
What parade?
The championship parade.
It's not going to happen in Philly, man.
Yes, it is.
It's not happening.
Yes, it is.
Niggas win three games, man. They start acting crazy. No, y'all not winning this year, fam.
Yes, we are.
No.
Yes, we are.
No. Philly with nobody else around them. This is gonna be heavy.
I'm telling you. So I would like to thank everyone for kicking it with us for however long we was here for, and we out. Yeah. All right, yo.